This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're with us on the air, in the chat room, in the whatever room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of and paying attention and that kind of thing. I mean that sincerely. We are at the top of the hour. At the first break, I'm going to have former Mayor David Rubin join me. He was the mayor of Shiloh, Israel, the author of a book called Trump and the Jews. Now, Rubin is the founder and president of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. Now, if anybody knows about being attacked on a regular basis and you know, being attacked in your homeland, he does. And I think we need to hear from others. How important is it to be safe? I know that sounds kind of stupid, but really, seriously, when you think about how we talk about things in this country, you know, this post 9/11 world is totally different than it was when I was growing up as a kid. Yes, we have things to deal with, same stuff to deal with, but what kind of security? And it's global. It's no longer the neighborhood, the state, the town, the city. It's now global. Speaking of how things are going, lousy segue, but you'll get it. The economic numbers are continuing to defy the recession hype. No, seriously. All we hear about is, are we headed for recession? Look at these numbers are slowing down. These numbers, you know, consumer confidence is up. People are spending money, way too much money, but they're spending money like crazy. People have gone into debt even further than they were under Obama. Now, they had stopped for a while under the Obama administration. And the reason they've started up again is now they're not afraid to spend. They believe they're still going to have their jobs in a few weeks. Right? They believe that the economy, oh my God, is going to keep growing. They believe things are getting better in this country. You know, what's really funny is that you hear these polls that have been done, that not many people are happy with the direction the country's going in. We've heard that before. And they poo-pooed us because they love President Oblamo. But they hate President Trump. I mean, they hate. They don't dislike, they hate President Trump. In their mind, there was no way he was getting in. No way at all. Right? Now, the labor market and the broader economy are both better than they look on the surface. In fact, it's been mostly defying the continual conversation around the R word, recession. David Fisher and I used to go round and round about that. And, you know, if you use multiple measures, the U.S. is staying ahead of the global slowdown. Now, the trade war with China and the bond markets, the implication that the decade-long recovery after financial crisis is coming to a close. So, in other words, people feel like, okay, we've recovered to a degree. and now we're going to take a nosedive for a while. Well, it doesn't have to happen that way. You know, the markets needed to adjust. It's adjusted several times in the last couple of years. David was talking about a reset under Obama, the next president coming in. David Fisher, that is. You just can't ignore this stuff. And as far as the global recession goes, global economies, if you pay attention, you do a little reading, God forbid, you'd find out that you've got, you know, Germany, and who was the strongest, along with Great Britain, they're faltering. They're having a few hiccups. China's in trouble. Japan's in trouble. Japan is not as much trouble as China and some other countries. But it's not like everything is hunky-dory rosy everywhere else but in the U.S. It's not true. Now, they say the labor markets for manual labor in some of these other countries are greater, but you know what? I'd like to know what they're getting paid. I'd like to know how they're living. And that's why they can make stuff cheaper there and then send it here. We buy, you know, you're going to hear me talk later on this week or maybe next week. I have somebody on the show about why it's so important to buy American, to buy stuff made in America. Not just buy American when you go down to the corner store and, heck, you're giving a guy a dollar for what you're buying and you think you're buying American. No, you're not. Anyway, and again, it's not just the hardcore conservative economists. There are many economists saying that the U.S. is staying in front of the curve. And what we're doing with China, many say we need to do. It's about time. The Citi Economic Surprise Index. Come on, is that real? Surprise Index? After nearing its lowest level in 2 years in June, it was at its highest point since February. The index recently was at its highest point since February. The index looks at actual economic readings against consensus forecasts. So it rises when the expectations are too low. It falls when the optimism runs too high. Right? Now, the indicators have been surprising to the upside rather than to the downside. These are great developments. Now, this comes from Ed Yardini, founder of the Yardini Research and follower of the Citi Gauge. It raises the question of what the Fed is even considering. Why are they considering lowering the interest rate when they don't need to? So I'm going to post this up on the website later on. When your friends say the economy is a farce, say, no, Obama's economy was a farce because they falsely pumped it up. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Are we safer now than we were 18 years ago? Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You have to be part of the conversation. Don't be one of those people that spews a party line, spews a last Twitter line that they heard or that kind of stuff. Make sure you're informed. Get engaged with some of these conversations. Make sure you're informed. Back up the information that you get, even from guys like me. I would love for you to believe every word that comes out of my mouth. I don't even believe every word that comes out of my mouth. So check me out. Make sure that what I'm saying is true. And I'm not just spewing the line that everybody else is spewing as well. As I told you earlier, you know, this the theme, if you would, of this hour's show. Are we any safer today than we were 18 years ago? Have we done anything really? And I'm not belittling any of this, but have we really taken any real measures to make sure that we're safe other than, you know, doing body scans on 82-year-old women at the airport? I don't know. I'm not the security expert. So I've asked David Rubin to join me. He's not only the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He's also the author of Trump and the Jews, but he's also a victim of a terror attack in which he and his three-year-old son were wounded. And he reminds Americans, or has been reminding Americans, that just this week, the explosive rocket, we talked about this the other night, near Prime Minister Netanyahu's home, it's never going to stop. This is, we're always going to have, we're in a different world today. David, thanks for joining me. I very much appreciate your time.
Well, it's my pleasure. Good to be with you. And the attack was actually not near Netanyahu's home, but it was near where he was making a speech down in a city called Ashkelon, near Gaza.
Was it a deliberate attack at him, do you think, or were there many other explosions during the day?
I don't think so. I mean, but one never knows.
Right.
It is possible that they knew that he was going to make a speech there, but they've been firing rockets periodically from Gaza for some time now.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's talk about, I know you've been watching this. I know you've been paying attention to this. And again, as I was saying earlier, I'm looking at what we've done over the years. I'm not so sure that President Obama really did anything. And I'm not just saying that because I dislike the way he governed, but I can't think of anything major that he did to make us safer. And now that President Trump's in office, who is trying to make us safer, I mean, he's really, we've only been working at this for a couple of years as opposed to something we should have been working at for 18 years. Give me your overview, and then we'll come back to specifics. Do you think we're any safer in this country than we were 18 years ago?
Oh, definitely. There's no question about it. Look, the terrorism still exists, but it's below the surface. The terrorist organizations have gone below the radar. They've gone into hiding. And that is only because of the efforts of President Trump. You know, you have to remember President Trump comes from a place called Queens, which is one of the outer boroughs of New York City. And I come from Brooklyn originally. I've been living in Israel 27 years, but I'm originally from Brooklyn. And I used to play basketball in the schoolyards there. And one thing I always remembered was that the best defense is a good offense. And that's something that President Trump seemed to understand. You know, he gets it. And you, when you want to stop terrorism, and we know this in Israel as well, you want to stop terrorism, you have to be several steps ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait until they attack. You have to be in their towns, you have to be in their villages, and you have to be checking into the terror cells and going undercover and exposing the terror cells and stopping them way before. You have to stop them at the planning phase.
Mm-hmm.
Because every terrorist attack is planned out well ahead of time. Don't believe anyone who tells you that a terrorist attack is lone wolf terrorism. It's all nonsense. It's all bluff. It's all planned out ahead of time. So you have to be out there, you have to be ahead of them, and you have to stop them. That's what President Trump and the American intelligence, along with the Israeli intelligence that is advising them, have been doing for some time now.
Yeah, and it's something I bring up on a regular basis. You know, you don't hear much about terrorism going on right now. Some people even think it's died down, they're not going to try again, they know that we're going to beat them down. I said, look, do you really think that the idea behind the terrorists came up with the idea of taking the Twin Towers down in the year 2000? No, that had been going on for a long time. They're patient. This is well thought out for them. This is a long game for them. So would you agree? Terrorism is not a thing of the past. It's not even going to be scaled down. They're still going to move forward full force, aren't they?
Oh, no question about it. They have a long-term plan. And they're patient and they're prepared because they know what their goal is. Their goal is world domination, world Muslim domination. You ever heard of the organization CARE?
Oh yeah,
CARE. For those of you listeners who don't know, is the Council on American Islamic Relations. That's what it's called. But the They don't care about other people. They care just about Muslims. And what their goal is, world domination. I didn't make that up. It's not Mayor David Rubin from Israel who made that up. It's not David Rubin, the author of Trump and the Jews, who made that up. It is the chairman of CARE that said so. The chairman of CARE said in an off-the-cuff conversation, you should know that we are not here to assimilate into America. We are here to take over America. We are here to make America into a Muslim nation. That's what he said. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the gist of it.
Right.
So it's important for people to know that. And when Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, said with that smirk on her face, some people did something to somebody. How did she put it? Some people did something.
Right.
She was saying that to a gathering of CARE, of that Islamic organization. Well, they are among the main Muslim ideologues who are behind the scenes of all the terrorism that exists around the world and that has happened around the world. That's happening quite a bit in Europe. And they're one of the main forces that's trying to bring it to America. They're an extension of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, and people want to discount this. This isn't just a fight between nations, a fight between countries. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. But this is a religious fight. This is a religious war for them as well. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. So listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been 6 recent deaths and hundreds of illnesses related to vaping. The Trump administration is now proposing a ban on flavors used in e-cigarettes.
We're getting some stories that we don't want to hear, and we may very well have to do something very, very strong about it.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said mint, menthol, and candy-flavored e-cigarettes are attracting new users.
Kids are getting access to these products, so we simply have to remove these attractive, flavored products from the marketplace.
In Wisconsin, two brothers are under arrest for building a massive vaping counterfeit ring. They allegedly injected THC oil into vaping cartridges and then shipped them to buyers. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth.
They found an operation that really is incredible.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, if you want to be part of the conversation, it's really simple. You can sign up on the website. Just give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know who's coming on the show, what we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. You can decide to tune in at that point or not. If you want more frequent messages, you can sign up for our text alerts, and that's really simple. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And, you know, we just let you know the show's starting up in a few minutes. You can ignore it, although I don't know why you would, or you can jump on and enjoy the show along with us. Anyway, I've got Mayor David Rubin on with me now. He, again, the mayor of, was a former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and the author of Trump and the Jews. And, David, again, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Well, good. Good to be with you.
Yeah. So, let's see, you know, again, I've got so many questions for you. We probably need 7 hours to pull this off. But, you know, when you look at what happened at 9/11, right, again, one of the most horrific attacks in our history. And, I'm afraid as time goes on that, not that we're going to forget that it was a Muslim/Middle Eastern organization, group that actually hates us, but just like with Pearl Harbor and such, we're not going to be able to. The New York Times today said there were two planes that hit the tower. What did they say? There's a bunch of people that bombed our harbor when we know it was the Japanese. We know who was involved in this stuff. I'm concerned that we're not going to call these people out as time goes on. And then I want to talk about the other thing I said before the break. But, I mean, do you agree with me? We're watering this down on a daily basis, which makes it dangerous.
Well, watering things down is a great tactic of the left. They do it all the time. And it's really tragic because because you lose sight of what's really going on. You lose sight of what's really happening there. Now, we're talking about Islamic terrorism. We're talking about a particular type of jihadist Islamic terrorism. For those of you listeners who don't know by now, jihad means holy war against all non-Muslims. Holy war against what they call the infidels, those who don't believe in Allah and the Muslim concept of wife beating and abuse of children and hatred towards Jews and hatred towards anyone who disagrees with you, really. So that, I mean, that is what jihad is. So if people want to just ignore it because it sounds a little bit too conflict type of philosophy, they can ignore it, but they're going to ignore it at the sake of honesty, and they're just going to be naive, and they're not going to be able to face up to what's really going on before their very eyes.
Well, you've got a large
what's
group.
What's happening
of,
is
you got a large group of
what's
people.
What's happening?
Excuse me. Right. We got a large group of people though that do not have any religious background. They don't believe in the whole religious world, if you would. And I was telling you before the break, this is a religious fight for them. This is. This isn't just a political fight, a country fight. This is a true religious fight for world domination, right?
Yeah, well, that's the whole issue, Joe. It doesn't matter whether we are religious. What matters is that they are religious according to a particular worldview that is very intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard. People like Beto O'Rourke, you know, running for the Democratic nomination for president, speaking about how the United States is a racist country, always has been a racist country to the core. And just, you know, I've heard him saying that. And you know, I think about America and how America has evolved through the, you know, the several hundred years. And, you know, the United States of America was founded at a time when there was slavery all around the world. There was slavery in so many countries. And it's evolved. It's evolved. It's a country that, you know, when the country was founded, it was founded to have religious freedom for Protestants and a particular type of Protestants. And then it evolved. And tolerance was extended to other kinds of Protestants. And then tolerance was extended towards other Christians. And then tolerance was extended towards Catholics and Jews and atheists and Muslims and all, you know, Hindus, Buddhists, anyone. And that's what the United States of America has shown. How you can evolve, how you can improve, how you can make yourself a better person and make the society a better society. And that's one of the things that on 9/11 people should be thinking about. Not looking at the bad that's in America, but looking at things that have made America a model for so many countries around the world.
I would say the same thing. As far as what we've done wrong, and we're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. We've had some pretty ugly times in our history, and a lot of countries have. But the bottom line with it is that we work to change those things. I believe that. I truly believe that. We work at making things better. We work at righting the wrongs, you know, turning the ship so we're not doing the same thing. And I don't believe that happens in a lot of other countries. And I'm pretty proud of that. I think you can say that with a straight face. And honestly, we are not an oppressive country, are we?
No, I certainly don't consider the United States to be an oppressive country. It's a country that has values. Every country has values. And every country, if they have a possibility of passing along those values to other countries, well, they're going to do it. The Islamic countries have their values. They believe in Islam. They believe that there shouldn't be a church in their country. They believe there shouldn't be a synagogue or a Buddhist temple in their countries. They also believe that husbands should have the right to beat their wives. That's a core belief in Islam. They also believe that it's okay to marry children. To marry a young woman when she's 12 years old. You know, Muhammad married the founder of Islam, married his one of his wives when she was 9 years old. So this is you know, it's a matter of values and passing along the values, but which values are you talking about?
Right.
The United States was built on Judeo-Christian civilization. And that's something that people shouldn't be ashamed to say, and but I think it's a good thing. The whole concept of the Ten Commandments, and you know, I'm a Jew who lives in Israel, and I'm proud that one of my people, Moses, went up to Mount Sinai, received the Ten Commandments from God, and the core of the values of the United States are in there. The honoring your parents and not stealing and not coveting what your neighbor has and being respectful to others.
There's a whole book.
You know, and honoring God. I mean, of course, it's just one symbolic part of the Bible, but it's the basis of Western civilization.
It's the basis of United States law, too. I mean, there's a whole book written around when they were putting the Constitution together, when they were putting the Bill of Rights together, and how they really truly looked into what Christians refer to as the Old Testament as to what God wanted for his people. And they incorporated many of those things, but people just can't tie it together today. Oh, actually, they refuse to tie it together today because then you have to admit that there might be the supreme being that you don't believe in. And I personal opinion, I think one of the biggest problems that we have today in this country is we are truly backing away from God. I'm not going to say we've turned our back on him yet, but I think as a country as a whole, we've become so tolerant and we're so afraid to speak our religious mind that there are many backing away from from having a God-centered life, a God-centered belief and law. Well, that means that we have to go for a break, because I do believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Vecenio, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart.
Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be involved. You need to be engaged. You need to be informed. I hate people who just spew party line, and they've not done their own research. They've not done their own reading. You just sound like a spokeshole, seriously. Anyway, I want to welcome my guests back to the show. I always appreciate people like the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin, who currently resides in Israel. And David, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time with me.
Okay, my pleasure.
You know, the Trump administration is really ratcheting it up against sanctions against Tehran. And frankly, I don't know why he isn't ratcheting it up against Saudi Arabia, because they're not our friends either. Give me some insight here.
Well, look, Saudi Arabia is an interesting case because for years they were one of the main funders of terrorism. They were giving heavy funding to the various terrorist organizations. And they, at some point they turned. So when did they turn? What caused them to turn? First of all, there's been a gradual rapprochement, with Israel. There's been really a secret, covert rapprochement, where they've been very, very quietly behind the scenes doing business with Israel. There's been unidentified trade between Israel and the Saudis.
Interesting.
Simply because it's in Saudi interests. The countries act according to their interests. But as time has gone on, they've become more and more concerned about the threat of Iran getting a nuclear bomb. And in many ways, they're more concerned about it than Israel is. Because Iran is a Shiite Muslim country, and they are a Sunni Muslim country, and the Shiites and the Sunnis can't stand each other. So they're extremely concerned, and they're afraid of Iran. They're willing to do almost anything to stop Iran. And that includes even coming out publicly in support of Israel at certain points. Now, they didn't support Israel, Netanyahu, declaring that he's announcing that he's going to declare sovereignty over parts of the so-called West Bank, Judea and Samaria. But they did criticize that. But in general, they've been cooperating. They've been cooperating with Israel. They have been discussing things. There's been secret security cooperation between Israel and the Saudis, and not to mention between the United States and the Saudis. So they're evolving. It's a country that's evolving. It's still a Sunni Muslim country, and I don't have any illusions about them. I don't think that overnight they're going to become our friends. Real friends. But there is room for cooperation, and they're showing it.
Yeah, and when you look at the Middle East, and I tell people all the time, you and I discussed it a little bit, that it is a religious issue to a big degree. You know, Israel is the lone island of true democracy out there. And I'm always amazed at how much people in this country think that Israel is the aggressor. And I'm saying, are you serious? It'd be like calling Rhode Island the aggressor for the rest of the country or towards the rest of the country. Doesn't make any sense. The hate towards Israel is just amazing to me. I know why the Muslims feel that way. I know why Islam feels that way. But why do you see that with other countries like, you know, Greece and even Italy, Spain, people here in the U.S.? What has brought that on, or what do you perceive has brought that on?
Well, there are two things. In the United States, there's a long tradition of standing with Israel. There's been a long cooperation with Israel, aside from the years of Carter and Obama, which were aberrations, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The United States, going all the way back to George Washington, and George Washington, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Abraham Lincoln, they all had announced that they would support the return of Israel to its land as a sovereign nation. And that was way before Israel was reestablished as a sovereign nation in 1948. And then, of course, Harry Truman, who was brought to tears every time that he met an Israeli leader. He would become emotional because he had that, he was biblically connected. Those countries don't have the same tradition. Europe doesn't have the same tradition of connection with Israel and positive feelings towards Israel. Those countries weren't founded on Judeo-Christian heritage. It's very different than the story of the United States. Secondly, the Western European countries especially have become very Muslim over the years. They've allowed in very large and expansive illegal or legal Muslim population. And that has influenced those countries, unfortunately.
It's too bad, because that will not bring peace about. It's going to bring even, you know, more tension and more terror. And it's really too bad. People need to do their homework, because I'm tired of hearing and reading and even talking with people who don't really understand the history behind Israel, the history behind what's happening in the Middle East. And I think that's a big problem here with young people thinking that socialism is the way to go. They don't understand history. They don't understand how it's played out in the past. We've only got three or so. Go ahead. Yeah,
I was going to say, and that includes Jews, by the way. It includes young Jews who go to American colleges. And they're being brainwashed themselves. They don't know what an amazing heritage they have, and they're just throwing it all away. And when you do that, what comes in to fill the vacuum? As I explained in my book, Trump and the Jews, what comes in to fill the vacuum is this sort of knee-jerk liberalism and an affinity for socialism that has nothing to do with their heritage as Jews, that has nothing to do with American heritage. It's something that some of the young people aren't getting. So I really believe that this is an educational issue.
Oh, agreed.
That needs to be solved.
You know, I definitely agreed. And I'm always floored by young Jews who don't know their own history. It's just amazing to me. All right. Like I said, we've only got about 3 minutes. I don't know if that gives you enough time. But are you willing just to give a real quick, brief explanation of the story about you and your son being ambushed by Palestinian terrorists?
Yeah, well, that was some years ago. My son was 3 years old at the time. And we were coming back from Jerusalem, driving in our car. We were driving back on a dark country road that led us back to Shiloh, where we lived. And halfway home, the car was ambushed by Islamic terrorists who were on the side of the road shooting with AK-47 assault rifles. Terrorists from the Palestinian Authority. And they're shooting and shooting and shooting, and the car went completely dead. When the bullets hit, I got shot in my left leg. I felt blood come flying all over the place. And I suddenly wondered about my son. I turned around to him. He was staring ahead, his eyes wide open, his mouth wide open, but no sounds were coming out. He looked like he was trying to scream or cry, but he couldn't. He was unable to. And I figured he's just in shock. I quickly tried to start the car. I shifted gears. I turned the ignition, doing whatever I could. And the car wasn't started. And then suddenly the car started as if it had never had a problem starting before. I hit the gas. I drove as fast as I could up the road to get away from the terrorists. And when we finally got up the road, got to an ambulance, and they discovered that my son had been shot in the head, that a bullet had gone in his head where the skull meets the neck, causing a skull fracture and internal bleeding in the cerebellum. And they got to work on him, bandaged him up, and they let us know later on that the bullet had missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter.
Wow.
So, in short, I know we don't have a lot of time. We both had several operations. He survived the attack, and we survived the attack, and as a result of that whole experience, I started the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of the terror victim children. So we have a magnificent campus with over 2,000 children, terror victims in Israel, and we've integrated therapy with education, and it's just a magnificent place. And we do that with the help of people around the world. So,
David, we'll get your information out there. We'll get it out on our website. If you guys want to hop on there now, it's davidrubinisrael.com or shilohisraelchildren.org. David, thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break.